Right now, it is time to take 5 for your community this morning. Very pleased to be joined by Lisa Bridget with the Lawrence County United Fund. We're talking about a big fundraiser coming up next month to help raise funds for the nonprofit organization. Lisa, first of all, good morning to you. Appreciate that. Before we talk about the golf outing, the fundraiser, let's see, can you kind of give us a little idea about the application process? Now, have you already had the application process?
October 15th.
Okay.
So.
All right. And that's for any nonprofit organization?
Any nonprofit or 501c3 organization that wants to apply for funding, we will take that into consideration.
Okay. Decisions on who gets funding and how much and all that good stuff, right?
Right. The board meets and we go over each application and see what other funding they have. And see, you know, what their plan is, what their goal is for their group, and just discuss it and come up with who we think we should fund.
Okay. And then typically in a year, about how many organizations do you fund about in a year? Typically?
This year we're funding 10. We have been up to as many as 12 or 13, I think.
Okay. So, of course, obviously, to fund those, you have to do fundraisers. You have to have some sponsorships from corporates as well. And then let's talk a little bit about the companies that kind of help out as well.
We have had wonderful response from the community, not just businesses, but individuals. Of course, Toyota Boshoku is sponsoring the event. And at the end of our fiscal year, they will give us a donation to go on top of what we made from the golf outing. So I don't know what that money will be, but it'll be most welcome, I can tell you that. Well, let me just tell you a few things that are written in stone this year. Our tent is being donated by Parrot Auction. They put it up and take it down. We really appreciate that. Jody at Stirrups, she's donating donuts to us. Our hole-in-one, which I can tell you more about in a minute, but that is donated by the Cool Agency. We have, each year, Pepsi Mid-America has been good to donate water, soda, chips, whatever we need for our lunch. And this year, a new thing is Travelers Insurance is supposed to be donating some gift items. I don't know yet exactly what they have, but...
Right.
We have so many sponsors, I can't even think where to start.
I mean, it's amazing, but like you said, it's kind of amazing the support you've gotten from the community, because you can't put on an event like this if people don't come together.
That's correct. Let's see, let me think of a couple. Edward Jones is sponsoring us. Adam Shank, who is a golf professional, he lives in Florida now, but he's from Vincennes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways that folks can take part in the event, right?
Yes. You can be a T-Box sponsor. We have two levels, $75 or $100. For that, you get a T-Box sign that's made, and it's put out on the different T-Box areas of the field.
Right.
And we can get some really nice-looking T-Box signs because we can put logos on them, and they really do look awesome. So if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can call me at 618-943-2517, or you can call Roger Cool or Tina Schaefer.
Okay.
Another way that you can donate is any size of donation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's $25 or $50, whatever you want to donate, that would be acceptable. Another way that you could help is you can volunteer the day of. We have a lot of setup in the morning and a lot of cleanup when things are done, but in between we have a lot of downtime. So if you want to come out and help us clean up or set up early in the morning, that would be great. Now, we also have teams. We can take up to 15 teams. It's a four-person team, and entry fee is $50 per person. Right now, I believe that I have all 15 teams that I can take this year.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. That's mm-hmm. a good thing. Okay.
So. Well, some people had a lot of fun last year doing this, and people at work would say to me, hey, are we doing the golf again? Are we golfing again? And so they had fun. And the same people that played last year, most of them want to play again this year.
Was that the first one last year?
Yes, this is the second annual one.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, they liked it so much, we get to do it again. So that's a good thing, though.
And I'm trying each year to do something a little bit different so that it, you know, keeps it interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're talking about people who have helped out. There's a business in Olney, even, who has helped us. It's called Enrich Stitches.
Okay.
And she has helped me with a gift. I don't want to give it. It's kind of a surprise. I don't want to give it away. But
sure.
She's helped me with a gift that I'm going to give to each player. And, I mean, her contribution is like $600.
Wow.
She's taken off of what this would have cost.
Very nice.
We have just had the most generous people. And some other Lawrenceville people. I got my list out here so I can tell you. Blondie's in the port, in Bridgeport, has helped us because, remember, the United Fund is not just a Lawrenceville group. This is a Lawrence County group. Dr. and Mrs. Carr, of course, Coco's, Cochran Insurance, the City of Lawrenceville, the City of Sumner, Casey State Bank, Roark Excavating, People's State Bank, almost all of the banks. Silverthorn, Chevrolet and Robinson has sponsored us now for the second year. And, of course, United Healthcare is helping us out. Walmart's giving us a donation. Pam and Jim mm-hmm. Nolan have always been good sponsors for the United Fund. So we're really appreciative to everybody.
Like you said, it's a community effort, and now, of course, this is the big event, but, I mean, you know, this is a year-round thing. I mean, you guys are always doing different fundraisers because you have to to help out these organizations, but this will be the big event, right?
Right. Okay. Yes. Coming up, I think in November, we have a bingo at the VFW in Lawrenceville,
sure.
And that's a pretty good fundraiser for us, and we appreciate them helping us.
Okay, so again, the Toyota Boshoku golf outing, that's going to be on October the 12th, and one more time, if somebody has any questions, they want to help out in some way or donate in some way, they can get a hold of you how?
Phone number 618-943-2517.
There you are. She is Lisa Bridget with the Lawrence County United Fund. Lisa, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.